she's so adorable. Always a clown, so funny in his way. To me he was so wonderful. Deep in my heart I miss him so today.
This is Art Ford. Here's your host for a special three-hour monitor salute to the men and women who sing America's popular music, the crooners, the swooners, and the rockers. Well, so far we've heard songs from the very early days, the style of singing called crooning in the 30s and 40s, songs by one of the greatest products of that school of singing, Frank Sinatra, and songs from the era of World War II. In this half hour, we'll be hearing music of the post-war period, up to the beginnings of the age of rock and roll. In 1951, a young lady named Rosemary Clooney had her first major hit with a song I had the pleasure of introducing on the air. And that summer, it was number one on the charts for six straight weeks.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and a forgot I do. Come out of my house, come on. Come out of my house, come on. Come out of my house, I'm gonna give you peeps and dates and grapes and cakes. Come out of my house, come on. Come out of my house, come on. Come out of my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come out of my house, I'm gonna give you everything. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you Christmas tree. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you marriage ring and a pomegranate. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you peach and pear and I love your hair. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna keep you inside. Come on to my house, I'm gonna keep you everything, everything, everything. Come on to my house.
Come on to my house. Rosemary Clooney, who along with her sister Betty got her start singing with Tony Pastor's orchestra. After Betty got married and left the act, Rosemary became a solo act and one of the best known in the country. What's she doing these days? Well, to find out, we put a call in to her on Monitor's open line. Rosie, Come On to My House was the song that made the name of Rosemary Clooney a household word. Did you know, when you recorded it, that the electricity would come out of that session?
Oh, gee, no, Art. You know that, because we were friends then. I recorded it under not protest, but I certainly didn't want to do it. But Mitch Miller had tremendous faith in the song and in me, and showed me a way to do it, and it's really through him that it all happened.
There were two ballads that I think in anyone else's hands would have just gone by the boards. But you added a special magic, and I think memories are pegged around two songs you recorded, Hey There and Mixed Emotions. Could you tell us about those two?
Yeah, Mixed Emotions. Isn't it strange that was, it was a song written by Stuart Lockheim in Philadelphia, and he was an amateur songwriter, actually. A very successful man, but an amateur songwriter, and that was one of his first songs, and I think I did it in about 15 minutes, and it has caused so much comment through the years, and people sort of remember that more than they do other things. It's a very nice song. I like that song very much, and it does wear well.
Johnny Ray once told me when he was working at the Copa that he wanted very much to be a serious actor, even for a while. And did you have an ambition like that, to be an actress or be something besides just a very famous singer?
Oh, good Lord, no. I mean, not an actress, per se.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to work in, all facets of show business, and I certainly have. But really, what I wanted to combine was some sort of a career with being a wife and mother. And I had five children in 5 years, and nobody told me at the time that there were going to be five teenagers at one time. But that's what I'm faced with at this moment.
What else are you doing, Rosie? When are you singing? Where are you singing?
Well, let's see. Last summer, I was in Europe for a couple of months at Tivoli in Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
And spent some time in France. And then I came back and worked up in San Francisco in August. And Art, in September, I checked out totally to get the kids back in school. And I've been up to that, really, more than anything else, since September.
Have you been recording as much as you would like to?
No, as a matter of fact, I haven't. But that's certainly understandable, because I certainly don't have a sort of a ready market for this at this time. And I understand it. I regret it, but that's the truth.
I don't know whether that's going to be the same in the years to come. There seems to be a trend. I don't know where it's going, but certainly there is a little feeling for the romantic again. And that means Rosie Clooney has got maybe another national turn to make around the recording world.
Well, wouldn't that be something, though?
It'd be...
I think I'll be about 105 and go out on a very shaky cane.
Never will be. He'll always be young and wonderful. Thank you, Rosemary Clooney.
All right, it's marvelous talking to you.
And quite a lady she is, Rosemary Clooney. Now that we're talking about popular singing in the 1950s, it should be noted that fashions and vocal delivery were beginning to change. The singer, more than the band leader, was becoming the star with the headline billing. Now, the important thing was a distinctive individual style, so the audience couldn't mistake who it was. Well, nobody succeeded any better at this than a farm boy from Dallas, Oregon, named Johnny Ray.
If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye, it's no secret you feel better if you cry. When waking from a bad dream, don't you sometimes think it's real? But it's only false emotions that you feel. If your heartaches seem to hang around too long, your blues keep getting bluer with each song, remember sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your head down and go on and cry.
Cry, Johnny Ray. In just a few moments, we'll hear more of the song Stylists of the 50s, so stay tuned. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
The Lone Ranger, that good guy in the white hat, rides again. The Cavendish gang has blockaded the ranch of Bart Smeegans. They want him to surrender his two prize breeding sheep. When the Lone Ranger hears of this, he sends Tonto into town to the Dodge boys, while he himself slips through the blockade to Smeegan's barn.
Ranger, I've got to get these two sheep to safety or I'll be ruined.
Look out the window.
Why, it's some Indian hightailing it through the blockade in the pickup.
Right, with a new Dodge Club cab. That's how we'll get those sheep past the Cavendish gang.
But they'll see the sheep in that pickup.
Not in the Club cab. It has 34 cubic feet of cargo space behind the seat. Keeps things out of sight.
Later, when the sheep are safe.
Thanks, Smash Man. That Dodge Club cab is a great idea.
Don't thank me. Thank the Dodge boys. Let's go, Tonto.
This is Art Ford for Monitor, tracing the rise of the popular singer as an American folk hero, or heroine, as the case may be. I mentioned the importance of a special sound to the singers of 1950s who were emerging as individual stars. They had to be different and distinctive. Nobody in the business was easier to spot from the first few bars of his singing than Frankie Lane. He had that special sound, sometimes referred to as the old mule driver, Frankie Lane.
Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity-clippity-clippity-clippity-clopping along. There's a plug of chaw tobacco for a rancher in Corona, a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona, a dress of calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along, you, get along. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's some cotton thread and needles for the folks away out yonder, a shovel for a miner who left his home to wander, some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along, mule! Get along. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity clippity, clippity clippity, clippity clopping along. There's a letter full of sadness in the black around the border. A pair of boots for someone who had to make the order. A Bible in the pack for the Reverend
Mule Train, Frankie Lane. The same year that that song was recorded, 1951, a young lady named Patty Page, born Clara Ann Fowler, was also doing well as a singer with a strongly individual style. As of a fairly recent accounting, she had sold something in the neighborhood of 40 million records, and that's a very good neighborhood. Here was one of her biggest.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friends stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee waltz.
Tennessee Waltz by Patty Page. The early 50s were kind to another solo performer who'd been discovered in 1949 by comedian Bob Hope. And he, too, sold an unbelievable number of records. When he recorded this one, he probably never dreamed at the time that in just 10 years he'd be climbing the steps of Carnegie Hall to do his first concert appearance there. Listen.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say you're mine. Can smile because of you.
Because of You by Tony Bennett. A little later on in the 1950s, a clean-cut young singer in a button-down collar and white buckskin shoes began to become a hero to the teenage record-buying set. And nobody should have really been surprised. He had his own radio show at the age of 17. He'd been singing for a long time before that. Later, of course, he became a movie idol. Who am I talking about? Who else but the original Mr. Clean of the teenage idols, Pat Boone.
On a day like today, we pass the time.
Our love letters from the sun.
Letters in the Sand, Pat Boone, ahead more of Monitor's Crooners, Swooners, and Rockers. In the next half hour, a new sound begins to be heard, rock and roll. Stay with us. We'll be back shortly. This is Art Ford.
Thank you.
This is Art Ford with Monitors, Crooners, Swooners, and Rockers. A special salute to the singers who, through the years, have performed the popular music of our time. Popular, of course, is a relative term. Toward the end of the 50s, a new phenomenon was being heard in the land, and the kids who fell in love with it called it rock and roll. One of its early exponents was Chuck Berry, and so many people believe he had a strong influence on such groups as the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Here was one of his early numbers, Rock and Roll Music.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against my chest. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the track. So she could hear my man a whale sack. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowin' like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Georgie folk they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folk dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. And in the mood to take a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't do this. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me.
Rock and roll music, Chuck Berry. That was the new popular music. Popular with the kids, that is, although their parents had to be educated to it. Another of the early pioneers of rock was Bill Haley, who, with his group The Comets, recorded the first international rock hit. And this is how it sounded.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. But you should glad, glad, so. Join me, hot.
Billy and the Comets, the first successful white rock group. One of the solo artists of the early rock days was a young fellow who played the guitar and did bumps and grinds when he sang. But his young fans loved him, and he made more successful recordings than just about any of his competitors. And his first big one was Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, they could die. Man, the bell all tears keep flowing, and the death clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so alone on the street, and never, never look back and think so.
Heartbreak Hotel, Elvis Presley. Just ahead, more of the early voices of the rock era. So stay tuned. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
The Lone Ranger, that good guy in the white hat, rides again. The Cavendish gang plans to steal a shipment of silver from the bank. But Tonto learns of this. He and the masked man pick up a dart swinger from the Dodge Boys, park it in front of the bank, and are loading the silver into its trunk.
Are they watching us, Tonto?
Me see two members of gang across the street.
Good. We'll have a surprise for them tonight.
Later that night.
Look, that dumb Ranger even left the key in the trunk of the car.
Open it up. Let's get the silver.
Hold it, men.
Hey, what's...
We've got you covered.
How did you and that Indian fit into the trunk of this dart?
Dodge Dart is full of surprises. It's the roomy compact that seats six. And it's so strong and economical.
Over 1.5 million sold.
But where'd you put that silver?
Silver? Why, I left him tied up with the Dodge Boys. Let's get moving.
Ford here for Monitor 72, hosting our special salute to crooners, swooners, and rockers, American singers of popular music. In this last part of our show, we're reviewing some of the early performers of the rock and roll era. Like so many of the early rockers, including Elvis Presley, a young Texan named Buddy Holly started out singing country and western music. And from the summer of 1957 until his untimely death 2 years later, he recorded scores of rock songs. One regarded as a classic by rock historians is this one, Peggy Sue.
Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gally. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gally. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, Peggy,
my Peggy Sue.
Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue.
Well, I love you, gal. I want you, Peggy Sue.
I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy,
my Peggy Sue.
Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you.
Peggy Sue, Buddy Holly. Another force in the gathering movement of early rock and roll was the development of various rock groups. One of the pioneer groups was the Platters, and one of their big early hits was The Great Pretender.
Like a clown, I seem to be what I'm not.
The Great Pretender, the Platters. Before Elvis Presley came on the scene, the undisputed king of rock and roll was Fats Domino. Although he insisted he wasn't doing anything really new, he'd always played that way, he said, although he'd always known it as rhythm and blues. But I'm sure you'd rather hear him speak for himself. So here with us on Monitor's Open Line is Fats Domino. Fats, you identify with rock and roll. Would you call yourself a rock and roll singer, a soul singer, or a blues singer?
Well, they call me rock and roll, rhythm and blues, different things, so I don't know.
It actually came out to be Fats Domino, and that's what counted. And how many million record sellers did you have?
21.
21, wow.
And I think I sold about between 65 and 70 million records altogether.
That's incredible.
And I'd like to say thanks to the people and to all of the jockeys like you that made it possible for me.
Well, I think you can turn it the other way around and say that it was recording artists that made the disc jockey possible and created the phenomena. The song Blueberry Hill was a lucky one for you. Who picked that song out, the record company, or did you like it?
No, I did myself. I liked it. Sashmo Armstrong, and I liked his version of it, and I said, I'm going to try to do it. We just rearranged it.
How do you feel about the singers of today? Who, for example, do you buy when you go out to buy a record, Fats Domino, in 1972?
Well, they got so many good artists, it's kind of hard to tell. But I think the music that they're making today is all right, but I think their voice could be brought out a little more so people can understand what they're saying.
I kind of agree with you on that one. What about composing? Have you got anything that you feel that you want to express in new songs and new things coming up that you think are important?
Well, I got about 20 numbers that I wrote. And I should be recording again, still within another 2 months. And I haven't been recording in quite a while, so I'm taking stuff back and I hope that the people will like it. It'll be all like it to play it for me.
What do you do besides work hard? What do you do for relaxation? What makes your life not so full of pressure when you're away from the audience?
Well, believe it or not, I mostly read my Bible a lot. And that's been keeping me going, I think, too. And I try to live close as I can to it. Some of the things in there. And that would keep my mind at ease all the time. I read the Bible most 3 or 4 times a day.
Well, Fats, I want to thank you so much for being with us tonight. It's significant that your records just never seem to age, and we thank you so much for talking with us.
And thanks for you calling me and giving my love to all the people.
No, we'll let you give your own love to all the people with your big hit number, Blueberry Hill.
Found my thrill. Berry.
Blueberry Hill by Fats Domino. And to round out our roster of some of the early names of rock and roll, let's hear from another of the pioneers of rock, Bill Doggett. Here he is with Night Train. Trained by Bill Doggett. That does it for Monitor's special presentation of crooners, spooners, and rockers. An affectionate three-hour history and sound of popular singing in America from the 1920s, late 50s, and early 60s. If you've enjoyed it, won't you drop me a line and tell me? Tell me what kind of radio you're listening on, a transistor, an automobile, or home set. And tell me whether you lived through the early days of popular singers or are discovering them for the first time. Send your card or note to me, Art Ford, care of Monitor, at 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York, 10020. I'll repeat that. Art Ford, care of Monitor, at 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York, 10020. I'd love to hear from you. We might do it again. This program was produced by Steve White and was directed by George Butzis. And writer Hank Miles, production assistant Joyce Rhine, broadcast engineers John Clark and John Maris. And right now, I'd like to thank you for joining us in this little journey into nostalgia. For now, good evening from Art Ford.